Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I've been talking and praying this week about being lifted up and our role in lifting ourselves to God, in being lifted up, in lifting up others, and different things that the Bible says about how we ought to lift up and what we ought to lift up. And today we're going to talk and pray about lifting your hands. The verse from the prayer guide from Psalm 141:2, and there's a lot of scripture that talks about lifting up our hands to God. This is one of them. It says, "May my prayer be set before you like incense. May the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice." I looked at that in a big way because the heart of the message Sunday had to do with calling out to God, finding help when we're afraid, and knowing that God will lift us up. And I read Psalm 141:2. The introduction to that, Psalm 141:1 says, "O Lord, I call to you, come quickly to me. Hear my voice when I call to you." And so in the context, the verse that I read about lifting our hands, about our hands being lifted like the evening sacrifice, has to do with calling out to God when we're afraid, when we're in trouble, when we're in need. But he goes on, and I believe that part of what he's trying to get at with our hands being lifted like the evening sacrifice is the consistency of it. I mean, we could talk, and we will be talk a little bit about the nature of it, but part of it is getting into the practice of going to God on a consistent basis. May it be something. I think of Daniel, who, didn't make a lot of friends in high places. I mean, he definitely made friends with the king, but all of his peers tended to not like him so well because God was with him and God was blessing him and God was working through him, and they were jealous. And they discovered and determined that the only thing that they could catch Daniel in had to be something to do with his relationship with God. And so, you know the story of Daniel. These rulers petitioned the king and had a law created that no one could pray to anyone except for the king for 30 days because they had learned and watched and observed the practices of Daniel, and his prayers were lifted to God, his hands were lifted like the evening sacrifice. There was a consistency in Daniel's prayer life. And they knew, his enemies knew, that even a law would not keep Daniel from talking to God. And so as we look at our life, I think of Paul's instructions to Timothy. He's writing Timothy, he's giving him instructions, not only for his own life, but so much of what he writes is instructions for how to instruct others, how to lead, how to serve. And when he gets to talking about how people ought to act towards God, how they ought to act towards one another, he writes, he says, "I want men everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer without anger or disputing." And I've always looked at that, and I believe that the reason Paul uses all of those terms in that one short verse is because there's a tendency when men lift up their hands that it involves anger and disputing. And God says, I don't want it to be like that. I want it to be hands lifted to me in prayer. You've likely heard various lessons and sermons and things that have talked about what that means and what it doesn't mean. And I think it's a beautiful picture of offering ourselves to God and reaching out to receive what God can give, and only He can give. And when we live life, when we lift up our hands, we live life asking God. We're like that child that's raising up our hands, wanting our parent to pick us up, to carry us, to embrace us, to accept us. And we lift up hands to God and in prayer, asking God to hold us a little more tightly, to reassure us of His presence, to remind us of His promises, to draw us in as one who belongs to Him. But there's also times where we lift up our hands in surrender, in submission, in a declaration that I'm not in charge here. And I suspect that many times we find ourselves in need of the first aspect of lifting up our hands and even desiring that first aspect of God holding us closely. We're probably a little more hesitant to say, I give up. But God's desire is that we give up so that we can receive. We give up so that He can be Lord. We give up so that we learn to give. And living life as one who recognizes the supremacy of God and how holy He is and how right He is. We ought to be willing, and our willingness ought to grow day in and day out to live that submissive life. And so many times we want to do things our way. And one of the big reasons is we think it's right. We've adopted that way because we like it, because we think it works best, because it's ours. And to learn to get along with others, we learn to accept instruction. We learn to accept counsel. We learn to accept ways that are different from ours that, well, at times are actually better. And when it comes to our relationship with God, we must realize that surrendering is always the best option because His ways are always better than our ways. His thoughts are always more pure and noble and higher than our thoughts. His vision is not only more clear today, but it's more clear far beyond what we could ever see. There's so many times things happen in life and we think to ourselves, if only I had known. If only I could have seen this moment yesterday and prepared differently. If only I could have seen this moment 5 minutes ago and done something different. If only I could have seen this moment 5 years ago and made a different choice. Well, the good news is when we lift our hands to God and surrender, we're surrendering to the one that did see today 5 years ago, that did see this moment 5 minutes ago, that is fully aware of why His instructions are for our good, even when we doubt. And so today, as we spend time praying, we pray about lifting our hands. We lift them with the consistency of that evening sacrifice, that offering to God that we would not neglect. We lift them with the desire to be picked up by God and embraced and held. We lift them in surrender. And when we do those things, we find that we also lift up others, because that's God's desire for us. And as we lift up hands to God, we find ourselves being picked up. We find ourselves being corrected. We find ourselves being loved. We find ourselves serving as those who are God's children. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You lift us up and call for us to lift ourselves to You. Not because we're so good at it, not because we even have that ability on our own, but we can lift our hands to You, and we can learn to do that with a consistency that shows our devotion and our commitment and our love to You. And Father, we can lift our hands to You and recognize our need to be picked up, our need to be carried, our need to be embraced, our need to be accepted and loved, and even our need to be corrected. Father, we can lift our hands to You and surrender, recognizing that we don't always know what we think we know. And our way isn't always right. But Yours is, and You know why You lead us in the path that You lead us in. You know why You try to direct us in ways that may be uncomfortable for us, maybe we're resistant to. You know why Your commands and instructions in Your Word are what they are. And as we lift up our hands and surrender, may we obey Your Word. Even when we don't understand it, even when our culture and society tells us it doesn't apply any longer. Even when we say that things are different, that we can live how we want, that no one can tell us. May we repent and lift up hands and surrender and say, You're in charge. And not just say it, but may we live as those who believe and act that You are in charge. Father, may our lifted hands be such that they honor You. May they be such that they help to lift up others. Father, as I think about lifting up others today, I want to pray for my friend Carlos, who's having surgery this morning, that it would help him to be able to rest and some surgery to correct some things that has kept him from getting good sleep. I pray that You would just fill Carlos with some just a peace, that the surgeons would do well. God, I pray that we're constantly reminded of people in our life that we lift up. We lift up with our hands, we lift up with our prayers, we lift up with our presence. And Father, may all of that begin by our willingness to lift our hands to You. And as we lift hands to You today, may we lift up Jesus in the eyes of those around us so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God. so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.